And that is Nick.
Nick will be joining us shortly. Welcome to Pass the Glass.
I've got like two glasses here.
You're like triple fisted going on.
Well, this is the pineapple that we've loved since the last showing.
Yes.
And then, of course, Marissa's Purple Rain, you girls, girls and boys are drinking.
Purple Rain is good stuff, though. I mean, Purple Rain is like, you can get it anywhere. It's not that expensive, and it's yummy.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yummy.
So no complaints about the Purple Rain. Good album.
I miss him.
I know. I know. Prince. Good old Prince. I just like how when Kim Kardashian joined him on stage, he kicked her off back in the day. Always made me love Prince more.
Yes, well.
So I haven't been here.
I know. It's been
like a week.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I think the last we were here was with Ramona, and she was telling us of our
Psychic futures.
Psychic futures.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm kind of nervous.
I think we need more psychics.
I do.
I really want more psychics because
the power of positivity.
Well, it's not even that. I just love to hear the different predictions or whatever, you know, the different readings that you get. And there are some people you could take anything out of a reading and say, oh, okay, whatever. But I mean, when they hit something kind of more specific to you, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I like to get the different.
Did she hit?
Oh, yeah, she absolutely did.
How about with you, Nick?
I missed the question.
Oh, missed a minute.
When we had Ramona on,
yes,
the psychic, when you had your reading, I said, I like to get different readings from different ones just to see what they say, to see who's full of it. Yeah,
up.
Or who hits closer and not so general. And so we were asking if Ramona did well for you.
It seemed like she did.
Yeah.
So I don't do those all the time.
I know, I don't either.
Compare and contrast. But
I say like readings, like I get them every week. I really do. I really don't know where you go. You know? I'm not going to go to the blinking light on the street, come in for a reading. No.
See, you seem like the type that would write stuff on their hand and then have them read their hand.
Oh, she is. Don't let it fool you.
I totally would.
Now I just gave her an idea for next time she gets a reading. See if she'll read it too.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to share my watch party that obviously I don't know how to do yet. So.
That's okay. Facebook can be. You know, actually speaking about Facebook, I deactivated it for a while.
Oh, okay. Did you?
And so, because, you know, but here I just wanted to say, like, this is how ridiculous I am and in general as a human on Facebook. And I feel like many people out there share this with me. I deactivated Facebook because, you know, obviously with everything going on in the world, a lot of divisiveness on every side, every which way you go. And I was just like, God, you can't get away from it, you know? So I
You could say that people are just crazy. That's,
right. Everyone
that's
is
fair.
Crazy and Facebook is the devil and ruins lives. Yes. So so I got off Facebook and then I heard I think I was off for like 5-6 days and I was fine. I didn't miss it. I didn't like grab my phone to check it and go, oh, I can't. I really didn't care that much. But then someone that I am friends with, that a lot of other people I know are friends with, I saw some very juicy, scandalous stuff about them. So I had to reactivate so I could stalk their profile and see what people were saying.
See, I would have done it with like a good meme. You're like, I need to stalk someone.
I needed to see what people were going to say. So yeah, that's what I said. That's how trifling I am.
And you're a friend of mine.
Yeah. I signed back on for that. But at least I can admit it.
Yeah.
Honesty is a good policy. Yeah.
I don't troll people's pages.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
Nothing like a good accident.
It's like people will say,
can't look away. And I don't mean that literally. I mean a train wreck on Facebook.
People will ask me, oh, did you see it in my No, I didn't.
No.
Your page. No. And I don't know. All of my stuff is kind of such privacies. And yeah. I was asking him today, oh my gosh, how does this girl see my stuff and I'm not friends with her?
Yeah.
But you can't see anything of hers.
It's strange. It's very strange. I don't know. I know that I have a friend who discovered this guy on Facebook who's like local.
Yeah.
But his life, he none of his stuff is set to private. And for like a year, she has followed him and he doesn't know it. He doesn't know her. She doesn't know him. But she gets so much pleasure out of stalking his Facebook and checking it every couple of days because he's so crazy. And so then I started checking him because I was like, wait, what? Who's this guy? And I'm like, God, this guy's insane. But, I'll never meet him. I'll never tell him. She'll never meet him. Like, but now I didn't discover him initially, so I'm not that sad. But, yeah, I troll people all the time. I don't comment. I just like to see what sometimes what people say. I can't help it. I feel like I'm part of the herd, like everybody else.
Do you do this?
Troll? Not really. Never. I mean, I browse a little bit. Honestly, I'm more of a meme gatherer, and I like to share them.
There are some
I love to make them.
Yeah, there are some funny, like the Bernie memes that are all going on.
My okay,
so I don't know even how that started, but I've been seeing them, and the one that I laughed at the most was
the mittens. Was
yeah,
he was
maybe
caught taking a picture.
Maybe
in,
that's
like,
what it
giant
was.
Mittens.
The mittens. Yeah. Well, this one
and
made me laugh
snapped
the most. It's the one of Dorothy looking at him flying
that
through
is
the window.
Good.
Okay.
There was a better one than that. I'm trying
I'm
to think
sure
of which
there
one
were
one
more. I
there were a ton.
Was
though.
Crying. I'm like, poor Bernie. He's like, I was cold. I just wanted to be warm. You know.
Like, well, I guess he raised a bunch of money.
He
like
he
put
did.
His image on a shirt and raised a bunch of money.
Well,
and
you might
donated.
As well if everybody's going to do that.
Well, might as well.
And then he's donating the money to the food banks.
Yeah. I wish I wish there was something that I could do, like, or take a picture of, or that I would know that would go viral so I could make more money off people's stupidity.
Obsession. I mean, you don't want to pitch it as stupidity that you might not get anybody to like it.
What could you do that could raise so
well,
much
no,
money?
I mean, I literally have a cat that could, like, go viral, but I don't know how to make him go viral. He's just the greatest cat. He's like Grumpy Cat.
It's like videos.
I just
start his own page.
I
did with Midnight.
Oh, that's a good idea. See, I always made fun of people who started pages for their pets.
What?
I'm like, get your...
I'm stepping back from this one. My wife would be
like,
in the same boat.
No. I just always did, but now it sounds like a good idea.
Start a page. What's his name?
Nermal.
Nermal. Not to be confused with normal.
No,
which is
Nermal.
Something that we're not.
Do you know what Nermal's from?
No.
Oh, come on, Justine. Nermal.
I do not.
See, thank you.
How old are you? Okay, are you, I'm sorry, are you a child of the 90s or 2000s or 80s? Like, are you a child of the 80s at all? Okay.
Child of the 80s.
All right, I was born in 77, I don't care. And I love to name my cats after, okay, I had a cat named Toonses for 18 years. Does that not ring a bell? Toonses, the driving cat from Saturday Night Live. This is what I'm saying, you guys disappoint me over and over. Nermal was the world's most beautiful kitten from Garfield.
Oh.
So equal to most of the boyfriends that you've had.
truth. He speaks the truth, this man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to be creative with animal names.
You do
I feel
have
like.
To be creative
I
with
never understood
names.
People who name them like Michael. Named your cat.
I named my dog Nina.
Nina's, but I mean, I don't know. See, you can name your cat a normal name. It's like, it's your cat. You know what I mean? But like, I've had like Toonses. I have Nermal. Grizabella was a cat from Cats, the play that sings memory.
Well, thanks to your mother.
I know.
I had a black and white cat, and I named him Al Pacino.
Pacino. We used to have a Pacino, and I used to call him Cappuccinos.
Cappuccino.
The dumbest things we say to our animals. Mm-hmm. We have a cat named Olive, and she has about 17 variations of her name. I'll be like, and she comes to all of them. I'll be like, Olive, Olivia, Olive Garden, like whatever she... No, but they don't care. You could say whatever you want about them, and they're just
and
like
they love you unconditionally.
You got food? Okay, I'll stay. Yeah, I mean, you could kick them down a flight of stairs, and they'll be back 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, that's really awful if anyone ever did
no,
that.
No.
But yeah, no. I mean, like.
And clarity, I've never done that.
No, of
nor
course
would
not.
I ever.
I
but
down
a they are very 10 second Tom.
Yeah, they don't. Well, they do have long memories though. If somebody hurt them, like over and over. My one cat Charlie was a stray, and I don't know what happened to him before. But a family on the street had left him. They moved and just.
I
left
hate
him,
when
which I don't
do
understand.
That.
How do you drive away with your animal staring at you? But I digress. So he ended up coming on my porch. It got really cold. I finally said, "All right, come on in." I got him neutered, spayed, whatever, and he just never left. And I'm like, "Okay, you could live with me forever. Like, I love you." And but no, but I mean, he.
See, this is the problem that women have when it comes to cats. They'll walk up on the porch and go, "Oh, you're cold. Come in the house."
But it's
and
a
they never leave.
Defenseless little animal. It depends on you completely to feed it.
Yeah, how do you drive off?
How do you drive? Well, anyway, so they
take it with me.
Whoever they were, they drove away. They left Charlie. I mean, he lived on my porch for probably 6 months because I was not taking him in. And then winter came, and it was this was many years ago. But it was like a bad, like one of the horrible winters. And his ears started to get frostbitten. And I went, "What do you do? You let them out, stay outside and freeze to death? No way. So anyway, I brought him in and I said, if you spray anywhere, because, you know, it's going to take me a week to get you to the vet to get you fixed. If you spray anywhere, you're dead. You're going back out. Nope. And he crawled right onto my bed and was like, but anyways, whenever I would open a garbage bag, you know, you open a garbage bag, he would run and just, it would terrify him. And I'm like, did somebody beat you with bags? Like, what happened to you?
Put him in a bag.
Yeah. Well, terrified of garbage. None of the other kitties would be like.
Okay. Maybe, maybe not, because you saw the videos out there where you set a cucumber next to a cat and the cat goes crazy for no reason. So what is it? Actually something that happened?
Cats are just great, funny, silly animals. They're just, who, no one will ever figure them out. Anyone who says I hate cats never had a little kitten.
Right.
Ever. If you had a little kitten, you'd be like, okay, I love it. I can't stop. I love it.
I had a little kitten jump in an open window in my house right before wintertime.
Little pumpkin bun.
What'd you do with it? Keep it?
You threw it back out.
We already
have
4 cats.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I applaud you.
I need to put my foot down a little bit.
Well, you know, that's
not on it. Put your foot.
You know what? And
it was a warm winter last winter, so it's not like I was like the evil throw them out in 2 degrees.
I found one in my driveway last year. And I thought it was a dead chipmunk. And here it was a newborn kitten that, like, almost newborn. It was, like, that had been abandoned. And I thought, oh, is it dead? And it moved. And I went, oh, it's alive. So I took it inside, bottle fed it. It grew up. And
I still have it.
No. No, what happens, but see, I put it on Facebook. Hey, I got this cat. And here's the thing. I'll get its shots and fix, and it's free. Like, who doesn't want that? Mm-hmm. And there's always someone out there who goes, I'll take it. Someone, like, that you know. And it's Facebook, like, only friends, you know, people that I actually know are not going to, like, abuse or abandon this animal. And he still sends me pictures of this cat. He's great.
Sweet.
I mean, but that's, like, I've done that. My mother's done that with a million cats. I've done that. We don't have to keep them. I mean, keep them inside until they're okay, but actively put them on Facebook and be like, hey, you want this cat?
Right.
You know, I found a dog on the south side once, and it was, like, starving, so I brought it. And I great dog. Great dog. And I said, I will pay anybody who wants this dog for free. I'll give $100 towards the vet bills. And within like 2 weeks, my friend was like, yeah, I will take it. And they still got the dog, and it's great.
Well, that's good.
So if you're, as long as you're willing to give a little, if someone's going to take a ratty old animal, you know. Well, I mean, here it's not fixed. It's going to need vet care. Dogs are way more expensive than cats, I think, when it comes to vet care. You know,
nothing surpasses
a horse.
A horse.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But animals, when people go, when we were talking about, you know, animals all the way around, when people go, you know, I don't get it. Like, why are you so sad about an animal dying? Well, my God. Like, and they're like, it's not a kid. Well, to someone who doesn't have a kid, maybe that's all they have.
So it's a fur baby.
Of course it's their yeah, I realize it's not a human. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean you love it any less.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. Right. I mean, if you have to choose between your animal and your kid, of course you're going to choose. I mean, you know, that's like a given. But for those who don't have anyone but their animals, and for people to judge them for being upset when they die, it's like, that's all they have, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Fran's watching. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Leah. Fran.
Leah says she had a Mastiff named Henry. Those are some big dogs.
Mastiffs are great. Henry. See, now that's a good dog name.
That's a good dog name.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to name my animals after characters that I like the next cat, if I, you know, whatever, I really want to get a Maine Coon.
I do too.
And I want to name it Olaf from Frozen. Olaf. Look at him, he's like, oh, women.
No, my wife's the same. One of our cats is named Richard Parker, so.
Oh, Richard Parker.
I take it you don't get the reference?
Explain it.
Life of Pi?
Life of Pi?
The movie? The book?
This is a great movie.
Now you have to watch it.
Yeah,
you will get that reference.
Hi, uh-huh. Richard Parker.
But hey, I judge no one for loving their babies, and we all have the voice mm-hmm. when we talk to our animals.
Oh, we do.
You probably do too.
Do you ever tell your animal? You may not do this, but mommy's leaving. I won't be gone long. Mommy be home soon. Be good. Nobody ever says that.
Oh, I do. I say I gotta go, but I'll be back. I love you so much. Yeah. La, la, la. Yeah, so you talk to me and say, oh, dear, but I love you so much. You're the best kitty ever.
See, the most you get is get off the couch.
Wow.
For me.
Nermal jumps on the couch, and I'm like, come and cuddle. And he cuddles with me. Oh, yeah. I love my animals. Actually, at night when I go to sleep and nobody's on my bed, I feel, like, sad. Where is somebody?
Right.
Isn't somebody going to sleep with me?
I've got 4 cats.
Two or three of them
are on the bed when we go to sleep.
We have four
One is
well.
Staring at you, waiting for him to pet you. I'm not a cat person. The wife's a cat person, but you get this cat that just staring at you blankly, trying to get you to pet him before going to bed.
Well, if you feed, if you feed the strays, I was going to say, if you feed anybody outside, they tell all their little friends, and there's like a thousand around
the
house.
Yeah, there's a thousand.
Go ahead. What
one turns into two, turns into three.
They tell everybody.
Turns into four.
They tell all their little friends.
And then they go out in the alley and go, hey, I know where supper is.
Then my
is
mother
tonight.
Builds them, my mother constructs
houses.
Little warm houses for the winter and puts them in our very back of our garage.
Does it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she uses hay and like coolers and the she cuts a hole in a tote. And when it's really cold out, you know, it's awful. And if you're cold, they're cold. I don't care what anyone says. And it's nothing to like open the back door of the garage and there's literally like little bodies in all of them all curled up.
Really?
Yeah, because they're freezing. And so my mom doesn't, we don't want to take everybody in. But you want to make sure that they have something to eat and that they're warm, and there's the way to do it, you know. So,
yeah. Are they the cold then?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Those shelters are like they tell you how to make shelters for outdoor animals or strays. Lots of hay, you know. Oh yeah. Yeah, they love
that's
it.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
I personally think that every household, whether you're an adult or whether you have children, they need a companion. They need an animal.
Agree.
Because I think kids growing up with animals learn how to love something. Mm-hmm. They learn how to take care of something. They learn the responsibility behind it. And they learn that, you know.
Nothing lasts forever and it sucks when they go. But you got to learn that too the hard way. I think we all have to learn that the hard way, right? And, you know, but yeah, it's, I agree. And if you don't have time for an animal, get a cat. Get a kitten. Actually, if you're not home a lot, get two. They need little friends.
They need friends.
Yeah, they can't be alone. But get a cat. Listen, they are born knowing where to shit. They don't go anywhere they should. You put a litter box out and stick them in it a couple times.
They know.
They know. You leave food out for them all day. They're not going to overeat. They'll eat when they're hungry. I mean, you could leave them all day. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
And then when you're home, it's like, what are you doing?
Hey, you going to play with me? You okay? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Here's my food.
Yeah.
So yeah. I highly recommend.
Agree.
An animal, especially if you've got little ones growing up, it is such a learning experience for them.
We always had them. Mm-hmm. Always had, like, you have a horse, I wish, I would love, but we always had, like, cats or dogs.
Yeah, I did growing up.
Until you have to do the maintenance on a horse, then you're not going
to
care.
Right, I mean, how would I ever do that? You know, I would love to do that. I would love to have a horse and take care of it and stuff, but, like, my life now is conducive to having only cats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, where, when
they
the heck
take care
would
of
I,
themselves.
Right.
That requires
no. And that's the thing. Like, when people get a dog, you don't realize how annoying a puppy is. You love it. Dogs are wonderful. But you got to take that thing out over and over and train it. Like, dogs are so much harder. Mm-hmm. And they're just as worth it. But they're hard. You know, when you first get as a puppy, it's hard to train a dog. Whereas a cat just somehow knows where to go. I don't know how they know, but they unless they're mad at you and you leave clothes on the floor and then they pee on the clothes because they're like, yeah, thanks for leaving me all day. That'll happen to you.
You had the argument going one direction, and then you went that
around.
Way.
Listen, defenseless animal needs help. Take care of it. And yes, get one as a
kids.
For the kids. Mm-hmm. But if you think your kids are going
to
get it.
It's starting to remind me of the eHarmony lady that sang about her cats. You know the reference.
Yes. Right? Oh, my God. There
is he on TV? Because I don't
know. No, it's a viral video.
Video of a girl that is putting in eHarmony, and she goes on this tangent where she brings up her cats, and she starts crying over the fact she can't hug every cat in the world.
I just love them so much. I can't.
You have to look up that video.
I wonder if that's real, though. Like, there's so much out there that you see that I'm like, is that real?
There are some pretty crazy people out there.
You know what, though? It all got you two talking. It got you thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an old one, so we're still talking about her. I wonder if that was real.
Great marketing plan.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, I don't care how much marketing. I would never go on and weep about how I can't hug every cat. I mean, that girl was crazy. If she was real, it's like, God,
you were wearing purple rain. Like,
you need a hobby, honey. You need a different hobby other than your cats. I love my cats, but I mean, I'm not the crazy cat lady. Like, I'm not dressing them up, making them. I like to buy them beds, like the little cat beds. You know, they love that stuff, and I like to buy them toys and stuff. But
Oh my God, if you walked into my house, you would think I had kids because the dog. She has her own toy box.
Yep.
And she's got her own stuffed animals in mm-hmm. it. And they're all over the floor.
So that's the focus of the in topic pieces? Of discussion today.
Animals. In pieces or
no,
still
she doesn't rip them up.
Okay.
She doesn't rip them up.
They're good babies.
They are good babies.
I love babies.
You would think I had kids at home, but their little stuffed animals were all over the floor.
I love the viral videos of men who hate cats or people who hate cats, and then they put them in a room with a couple kittens. And it's about 10 minutes later that they're like, all right, they're not so bad. I love them.
Did you see that video? And I don't even know what it's for, but the wife tries to climb in bed with the husband, and there's three cats in there.
No.
And the minute she climbs in bed, she goes, oh, mommy's here. The cats go, and they're clawing her. And they all jump out of the bed one by one.
Oh.
So then they show the next frame, and she goes, oh, mommy's here. And the cats won't move, and they start hanging out of her again. Husband goes, okay, then I'll go out on the couch. Husband goes out on the couch, and she moves over into the bed, and they all jump off the bed, and they're all on his chest.
They love
sleeping.
Him. Yes. They love him.
Yes.
And if there's someone in the home that hates animals and you get an animal, that animal knows it and will take to that person immediately.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, though, because they're like, you must love me. I will make you love me. Mm-hmm. So those cats probably like me love you so much.
And even if you don't love me, so you will. Well, now that we've done half of our show about cats, that I had no intentions.
Pets.
No intentions of going there, but I'm glad that we did. You guys loved it when I pulled out questions.
Ask away.
So we're going to pull some questions out today.
I might need some more wine.
Help yourself. All yours, buddy.
So everybody pretty much knows me. So this color is pretty much off the grid with me. But Brandy, what color would you choose to describe yourself?
Red.
Red? Vibrant? Mad?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, we interrupted you.
Yeah, no. That was, you know what that is? That's Uber Eats. I forgot to deactivate it. Someone needs food. Anyway, I totally forgot to deactivate it. I declined it. I'm not going to go pick up that
Somebody
food and run
needs
it. Over.
Food. That would be great in the middle of a show if you did, though. That would add some entertainment value.
You know what?
Value.
Someone needs Taco Bell. I'll be right back. Red, because red is bright and it's like, yeah,
vibrant,
but it can also be dark and, you know, not that I'm dark, but I mean, I like red. It's vibrant and it's animated, but it can also be, you know, there are many,
it's a power,
many attributes to it. And it's a power color. I love that. And I'm kind of an alpha female, I think.
Okay. How about you?
Never would have ever thought of that question. I guess. Just going with a color I like, blue.
I was just going to say, you're wearing blue. Blue. How did I know?
Yeah. How I mean, I know? Not like an over-the-top analyzation like you did, but blue would be kind of what I would go with. But that's more just in a preference of color, not a breakdown of.
So your personality fits what
shirt.
Color? Blue?
I guess. I don't know.
M-A-N. They're just like, look, here's how it is. We don't need to go into detail.
Exactly.
I'm wearing blue. I like blue.
What about you? What's
you
your color?
Black. I'm always in my cars, my animals, my clothes. Black.
Your heart.
My heart is black.
I had to do it.
My roses are black.
She opened the door. You just walked through.
I'm kidding.
I keep walking.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So now that we know where we are color-wise, what's your favorite comfort food?
Oh, my God. Look at my ass. There's so many. Oh, my God. So are we talking
we're not talking potato chips, pretzels, munchies.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. We're not talking that.
Comfort food.
Go to him. I have to think.
What's your favorite comfort food?
I mean, I think tacos is a pretty
really?
Easy go-to, yeah.
Me? I'm a pasta girl. I love pastas, meatballs, spaghetti, cavatelles.
Pizza, honestly. Like, pizza? I can eat pizza, and I really could, and I don't. I try not to. I try to make it a once-a-week thing, because I really do try to watch carbs, but once pizza, I love pizza. And it doesn't even have to be from a specific place. There are places I like better than others, but
there's too many in this
there's
area.
There's too many,
so many to pick
but
from.
Pizza's pizza. And man, if you put the right stuff on it and your sauce is good, like it's fine. And give me some garlic dip. Oh my God, I want pizza right now.
I mean, fire up Uber Eats. You already
I was
have
just
the app.
Uber Eats.
No, this was to deliver. That's what it was.
Reverse it.
I forgot to turn my Uber off. Oh, my God.
But anyway. You could go pick it up and just bring the food here. Then we got kill two birds.
Then I'll get fired from Uber, and I'll need the money.
No. No.
So you don't want to get fired from
pizza
Uber.
Pizza is
your best.
Is everything.
What do you wear when you're feeling your very best, and why?
When I'm feeling my best, mm-hmm. I definitely always will do my hair and makeup when I'm feeling mm-hmm. my best. Always, I like a nice pair of jeans. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like not like. I don't know. Not like your jeans that you'll just wear over and over, like to wherever. I like a nice pair of jeans, and I like, you know, just, you know, I don't do dresses and skirts and stuff. No. That's not me, you know, but I mean, I like to look cute and other stuff.
I have to say suit, because obviously the DJing side of it, you start jumping in the role that you're about to go to. So it's kind
of. I'm not comfortable in dresses often. I'm not comfortable in skirts. So, like, I don't know. I like just casual. Like when you're feeling good, you can still look adorable, but, you know, put some cute boots on and stuff. But I don't like dress wear. Dressing up is annoying.
I do like to dress up. I do like to wear something.
Once in a while. Attire,
the high heels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't agree with that.
But you're pretty stylish, though. You've always been, you've always taken care of, like, your outfits, your clothes, your hair, your, you know. I've always been more like bummy. Like, we do this podcast, you always look nice, you've got, and I'm wearing a pink hoodie, like, like, okay.
It's what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Now, do you think people, nowadays, people's general attire to go to an office setting, they're no
you're
longer,
looking at it.
Yeah, you're no longer looking at dress clothes and dress pants, and you're looking more of dress down, dress casual.
Well, some people aren't even leaving their home, so they put a nice shirt on and wear it.
Yeah, when I was
hanging out in boxers for
Zoom
meetings.
When I was allowed to start returning to work, it was sure nice to like do something with myself again. You know, even if I'm wearing comfy clothes, but I mean, I was like, God, I got to do my hair. I'm going to put some makeup on because you're home for so long, and that sounds great. But just like everything, the novelty wears off. You're like, I'm tired of looking like a big dirty scum. You know, I haven't done anything with my hair in 2 weeks, like except for pull it up in a ball on the top of my head. Like, you get tired of that, mm-hmm. you know? You need a reason to put some makeup on and, you know.
And not scare people mm-hmm. that come to your door.
Right. So, I'm pretty terrifying without makeup. I am. I'll take a picture of myself right when I wake up. You guys will be like, God, put some makeup on. You look awful.
So, we agree, dressing up and...
I mean, you can look cute, but dressing up is fine once in a while. If you're going to a wedding or whatever, but, like, I do so many, like, theater shows, and you have to wear, like, certain costumes or outfits or dresses, and, I mean, it's just all Spanx, and it's just so much. Layers.
Well, that's the difference. Like, you
if I had a rockin' body, then I would, you know, sure, I'd be like, I'll wear whatever. But, you know, I don't have a rockin' body, so it's like, I'm not a big fan of dresses at all, if I can avoid it. I'm a boy, I guess.
Okay. Moving along. This is going to be a strange question. Aren't they all? What gives you goosebumps?
Your face. No.
Probably.
Like, what gives me goosebumps? Pass. I'll be back.
I would say the only thing that I can think of is probably like fear, like haunted house, fear, something.
I like a
out
good
of the ordinary.
Coincidence, a good, like a crazy story. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, I just got goosebumps. Because it's mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah, scary, haunted stuff, sure. But, you know, just when weird stuff happens and there's no such thing as coincidences, I think, but I don't know. Yeah. I like stories that you don't hear every day or something a little more supernatural probably would give me goosebumps.
I think I've had goosebumps today. In fact, Joe and I, your brother, were talking earlier on, and something he said and something I said, it both clicked, and we're like, ooh.
Yeah, you know moments like that are, yeah,
it's
that's
like,
perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, in fact, now, it's like thinking about it, it's like, oh my God, you just said... And I just said, mm-hmm. and we were not even on the same mm-hmm. plane level. So I think that's kind of
cool. That's cool.
I do. I like that a lot. Do you give back or volunteer with any organization?
Every once in a while. I usually do donate like DJ services once or twice a year. So,
okay. Not everybody, make sure you go to the event where he's DJing at. Yeah. Make sure you get a free DJ.
This one is actually for the one I was doing until COVID hit was for foster kids. So they put a princess party.
That's awesome.
For foster kids. Yeah. So I donate my time to DJ for the girls.
Okay. So I've said this before. I mean, you know, I'll give money at Christmas to the rescue mission or whatever, but honestly, like, I always pay for the person behind me in the drive-thru, almost always. I mean, literally, almost always. And I'm always like, don't be $20, please. So I don't go through many drive-thrus. Or sometimes someone will pull behind me and I'll go, damn it, I'm going to pay for them. But that's what you do. You know, that's what I do. I like to, that's the way that, like, you could help somebody, make them feel better, or maybe they don't care, or whatever, but isn't it nice when you
pull up most of the time,
like,
they do.
The person either paid for you, and you're like, what?
Either that, or they feel obligated that they need to now pass it on to the person behind it, so you pay for my $2 drink, and now I gotta pay for a $20 drink.
Maybe I'm not paying it forward so good, I don't know.
I don't know, I've never had that happen.
Really? See, now that's so sad. I mean, all the drive-thrus I go through.
How often do you go into Dunkin'?
Not
or Starbucks or any of those.
Much,
that's
yeah.
probably why.
See, I go to Dunkin'.
Because Dunkin' is easy enough that you're going to pay for somebody $2 drink or $3 drink behind you.
Yeah, it's not like $1 million.
It's not like a $20 meal at McDonald's. Nobody's going to do that because they know they're higher end. But coffee is
correct. I mean, at Dunkin' or Starbucks, always pay for the person behind me. I guess I sound cheap if I go, but I don't do a lot of food drive throughs, to be honest with you, because I always make stuff at home for like days at a time. You know what I mean? I barely ever. I can't tell you the last time I went through a food drive-thru and got, like, food.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Even while Ubering?
No, when I'm picking up food. But that's already paid for. I'm not paying for it. If I'm picking up an order and it's drive-thru only, then I'll go to the drive-thru. But to order something for myself?
For personal, yep.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually went through a drive-thru and ordered food. Strange, I should know that, but I pick up stuff I get Chipotle a lot, and they don't have a drive-thru in Boardman, so you got to run in. So I'll order online, but I'll run in. But I do that a lot. I order online and then go pick it up. I do that all the time.
Depends on the Chipotle. Some do have drive-thru.
Right, the one at YSU does, but the one in Boardman closest to me doesn't. So.
You mean that one right up there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can drive through.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
cool. But if I'm 2 minutes from the Boardman one,
I'll
get my fat ass out of the car instead of just driving that far for a drive-thru. Might as well just get out.
We never know where these are going to go.
We don't. All right, habits. What's one habit you want to get rid of and one habit you want to keep?
Smoking? Both. That goes for both, and I'm not being funny. I smoke cigarettes, and I wish I could quit, but God, I love it. You know what I mean? I admit it. And it's a horrible habit. It's horrible. And it's expensive.
Yes.
I religiously get my smokes every day.
Do you think that people less and less are smoking?
No, I think people are less tolerant of it.
Really?
But I think that we're most, and I'm not saying discriminate against, but like, you can't smoke inside anywhere. It's okay. It's fine. Like, I'm not one of those smokers. It's like, you know, because it stinks. And why should you have to smell my bad habit if we're in the same vicinity? Like, I think it's better not smoking inside.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, even smoking outside, like, read your room. If you've got kids around, don't smoke a cigarette. You know what I mean? People smoke in line outside. That's the war. Why would you do that? You know what I mean? But I'm a smoker, so, you know, I'll smoke in my car.
I don't smoke.
On my porch. Good.
Don't.
That is the habit, though, that I wish I could give up, but the one that I also like it. I've always loved it. It's terrible.
Do you ever have it?
Biting my nails is probably the biggest habit.
Biting your nails.
Terrible, but at the same time, definitely one I would want to give up. So.
Which one do you want to keep?
I've sort of gotten into the whole keto thing, so that's kind of been...
Yeah, that's a good one to get into.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not doing it like zero carbs.
But once you get over it, you're like slow carbon. They call it slow carbonate, not low carbonate, where you don't completely eliminate them, but pretty much you do. But like, you'll still have a little bit here and there.
But it's proven successful. I mean, I lost probably 19 pounds since I started.
Really?
When did you start?
It was back in March of last year. But it was kind of been a okay, but I was still up to like 148 or 49 for my height is up there. And I'm like, yeah, this something's got to give. So started doing it and slowly worked its way down.
I start the no-carb diet every Monday.
And then by Tuesday, you're good, right?
Usually fail it by Thursday.
Yeah, that's good. Real up to my own heart.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
I wish I could start keto. I start it, and then it stops. I'm like her.
If you don't buy it, you won't eat it. That's my thing. If it's not in your house, like, that's the problem is my mother lives with me. So now she's not, like, a sugar-gorging person, but she's not going to not have her cookies. And I can't just have a cookie. I have to have the row. So, you know what I mean?
That's one way to look at it.
I mean, right? So, like, if it's there and I'm craving sugar, I'm going to eat it. When I lived on my own, I was able to lose a ton of weight. Because if you don't buy it, if you don't have it in your house, you're not going to eat it.
It's my way is kind of in tandem with a little bit of fasting, where I don't do the crazy, like, 36, 72-hour fasting, but... Like, my work day is already crazy enough as it is, so I just work out my day.
You don't have time to eat, yeah.
Don't have time to eat anyway, and you get used to it where you get hungry first, and then you're like, that was not that difficult.
Right.
We just, you know, make our way through it. And it's worked. It's done what it's supposed to. And even if you have cookies or whatnot, it's still not as bad because you don't have that meal plus the cookies.
Right.
You just have the cookies type of thing. So.
I'm just, there's no moderation for me. I cannot have two cookies.
I
need
to sweet.
See, I do. That sugar is my problem. And it's not really actually even cookies. It's like candy and stuff, like lemon heads. You know, weird
stuff.
You're
addicted to lemon heads?
Jolly Ranchers, Skittles, the pure sugar.
Yep. Well, she's honest about it.
I am.
If you could travel back in time, which part of your life would you go back to?
I would go back to a certain time to change the way the future went. I moved away, and I came back too soon, and I would give anything not to.
From New York?
Yeah, I would give anything now to have stayed.
Really?
Yes. I wish I never would have moved back. To this day. And that was years ago.
Hmm. And that was, what, 1990-something?
No, that was... 2008.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, me, I don't have a good answer, so I'm just going to go with the 90s because the music was better.
Right?
I do like the 80s, though.
80s and 90s were good.
80s and 90s were good.
80s are actually
90s
making
is
a little
after
bit...
my own heart, though. That music is the best. My favorite. I have, like, an entire playlist on Amazon that I just could play. There's like 200 songs, all my favorite 90s songs. You know, some remind me of being on the radio. Some remind me of high school. Some remind me of college. You know, but those, for some reason, that decade of music is my favorite. Not all of it's great. It's just my favorite, you know.
So the grunge?
Some of it. Yeah, like Nirvana. You know, I was literally, was Nirvana, what, 93-ish?
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
92 is when, you know, so it reminds me of certain times. I think it's what these songs remind me of or make me, you know what I mean? Some grunge, but I love me some old school Paula Abdul. Like Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation is fabulous.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God, Backstreet and
Saints. Still
yes,
today.
Yes,
I
yes.
still pull that off today.
Come on, Backstreet
Bad,
Boys.
Spice Girls,
I want it that sorry. Way. Is there a better boy band song other than that, other than Bye Bye Bye? Nope. I love the 90s. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they had totally 90s weekends, like on
they
some
don't.
Places.
Nobody
they don't.
Nobody has to
no.
watch it happen now.
It should.
Well, I used to
actually
do a bar gig that was a 90s night,
oh,
so I can't wait to get back to that. It's been too long.
Be amazing.
If the bars ever open up.
Yeah.
They will. Some won't,
the
but
bars ever
hopefully
open.
A lot of them do.
They will.
These
are very good questions.
Thank you.
You're
I mean,
making
I worked
us
really
think.
Hard. What does alone time mean to you?
Oh gosh, it's wonderful. because when you're busy and you work a lot and you're yanked in so many directions all the time, alone time when I'm literally laying in my bed reading, like, I look forward to that almost every night because it's a good hour of, like, no noise, no screen, no talking.
No nothing.
And I read books like a madwoman because I say an hour a night, but then you don't want to stop, so it's 2 hours, you know, whatever. But it's so quiet, and it calms me before bed. Nobody's talking to me. I'm not like, la, 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 you know.
Okay.
So that's my alone time.
How about you?
Without the kids.
Yeah, that's true. You have kids.
That's a big part of it. Yeah. And again, it's nothing against them.
No.
But mommy, mommy, mommy. Da, 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 yeah. It's like, ah!
They are little needy little machines until they're like 20, for sure. Yeah.
Where did you pull 20 from?
Because, I mean, realistically, what parent is like, okay, you're on your own when you're 18? 18-year-olds
sure.
are like, mom, I need money. Mom, dad, I need, of course. I was 18 and in college, and I was working part-time jobs. You know, I was working, but I was living at home, and if I needed money, I still asked my mom for it, and she still gave it to me. You know? Now the roles are reversed, but that's okay. But, you know, they're 18, you're still a baby. You're not ready.
Alone time for me, I'm alone all the time. So I think it would be hard for me to get back in the swing of having people around.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when you're alone for so long
yeah.
and you're set in your ways
yeah.
and
so you would have the shirt that says, even after COVID, I want you guys to stay away
yeah,
from
please
me. Type
yes. It took COVID for people to finally stay the hell away from us, you know. Stay 6 feet away and it worked.
And I liked it. DeWine's working with me. What small joys bring light to your day?
Man, small joys.
Something small.
I think about that.
I mean, a cigarette's only about 3 inches, right?
Yeah, but that's like a guilty pleasure. Like, I should not be doing this. You know, I don't know. Small joys. I mean, there's like so many in a day, I feel like. It's hard to name one. Like, there's all kinds of little dumb stuff that I'm happy about or grateful for, you know, something that, you know, or whatever, something that makes you crack up or what, you know, it could be anything, you know.
I'd have to go back to children, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, like someone says something, like a little kid says something or you've, you know, like I work with little kids too and I don't have any, but I work with them and there are little joys when something changes and they're better or they're happier or whatever. You know, then I'm like, yay.
See, mine would be my animals.
And nothing wrong with that. That's exactly, yeah. I mean, if that's what brings you joy, like a horse would bring me joy. What a way to escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it would be amazing. That's why they have entire, like, treatment programs with horses.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better than a horse. I know.
Yeah.
Until they're charging at you or
they're not charging
at
you.
No, I used to have horses. So I had one that charged and got spooked and charged at me.
Do they kick though when they get spooked? They don't mean to kick you, but you gotta watch, right? You kick
them. You never want to be behind.
Even if it loves you for several reasons.
I can walk behind mine all the way around and he's just like, the hell you know about.
You don't want to get kicked in the face.
Yeah.
That's bad. And they don't mean to, but
well, you have to be standing. If you are smack up walking around the horse, they can't kick you.
Right.
Oh,
they have to get, like, the leverage
have to be
behind
back.
It.
See, I would have never even thought of it, because I don't have a horse.
I mean, they can, it just won't hurt as much, because they don't have enough to swing.
Like, if you're standing here, well, of course that leg's going to strike out. But if you're here, I can't reach it.
Interesting.
Yeah. See? Stick around me, kid, you'll learn.
This is why I need to get a horse.
Yeah, come on out and ride any
time. I would.
What do you wish... This is good for you.
God.
What do you wish people better understood about you?
Oh my God.
One special guy out there, I wish you understood more about me.
Oh God, that I'm totally worth fighting for. You know what I mean? Or that I'm not just like the regular like person that, you know, I don't know. I'm so much better than... And I don't have, like, a bad confidence about it, but, like, yeah, like, if there was ever a guy out there, there's not. But it's, like, that says you are worth, like, actually putting some effort into. Like, that would be lovely.
It's your, like, L'Oreal because you're worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 of course. I mean, I'm no more special than anyone, but, like, you know.
Just understand me.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just neurotic type A. No one will ever. I'm like, it's a weird thing in there. So, your turn.
What was the question?
No, I know, right?
What do you wish people better understood about you?
I don't know. Sometimes I think my humor's a little bit
misunderstood.
That too.
Yeah. Misunderstood. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes, like, my humor is a certain way, and it's like, you want to be like, calm down. I wish people were more relaxed and not so PC. Mm-hmm. Because that puts people like me like, okay.
Well, people like want to live in a bad mood, and you're trying to cheer them up, and nothing you could do because they're just so
like angry all the time.
So bitter about everything. Like you can't even laugh because you're just so invested to being in such a bad mood.
And then you suck up their energy if you're around them without wanting to, and then you got a little funk going on, and it's like, oh no, no, thank you.
I think with me. I get anxiety a lot.
Yeah.
And I stress a lot. I stress. Yeah. So why are you so stressed out? Because I stress to be stressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that it's important when it comes to any of that, anything about yourself that is what it is, mm-hmm. just remember, like, you don't owe anyone an explanation. You know what I mean? And I mean that. It's like, why are you like that? Because I am. Eat me. Like, whatever. What do you want from me? You know what I mean? Like, shut up. And if you have anxiety and stress or whatever, everyone internalizes and handles stuff
they do.
The way people, they do.
People process things differently.
Yes.
People go through sorrow. People go through loss.
You go through it differently.
Everyone processes things differently,
so don't judge. Yeah.
Don't judge.
And you don't owe an explanation if, like, you're so anxious and neurotic that, you know, you lose hair or something. I don't know. You know, whatever. Like, you know, some people, like, stress will manifest physically.
Yes. And stress will kill you.
Absolutely. And it's like, but you don't know it anymore. You know, you handle it how you handle it. And you do you. And if it's not good the way you handle it, you'll find a way to do it that's more healthy.
And if you don't know, drink wine.
Like I said, some people handle it with, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite memories from your childhood?
Oh my gosh, I grew up in Canada. And, it's just a whole...
So ice?
No. True.
Hockey?
Yes, no. I grew up actually, like, in a big city, but, like, nothing is attached in Canada. Like, towns are all attached here, okay? Like, each town, there's, like, 20 miles of prairie in between. So there's a lot of camping, a lot of outdoor, a lot of horseback riding, a lot of that. And I miss... That just makes me so happy, like, being out in the open. But you're close enough to amenities where you're not going to... It's not like Saskatchewan where there's like a gas station in the whole province, you know. But my childhood of growing up in Canada was amazing.
Really?
Just a different, it's just, there's just where I grew up. So much different and so much to do all the time, anytime, you know. Whereas here, there's not quite as much to do because it's not as a big city. Like, I grew up in a big tourist attraction city, you know what I mean? So the Olympics were there. So it's like, you know. There's so much to do. Whereas in smaller, not that Youngstown's bad, it's just smaller places, you know.
Right.
There's not like 5 wave pools in the city, indoor wave pools, where on a, you know, horrible winter day, you can go to the water slides and the pools. You can go to, you know what I mean? Like, so I do miss like the amenities of a big city. But growing up in Canada was fabulous.
How about you?
This doesn't exist anymore. And none of the kids know this. So. Going out and staying out till the streetlights came on.
Yes.
Riding your bike on bike trails and hanging out in the woods.
Yes.
And
going outside
that kind of stuff.
Playing. Oh my God.
Like, nobody knows. Everybody has the electronics, but those were the days.
Amen.
You would leave Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and you wouldn't
be
back
until
close to dark time.
Your mom would come out and call you to make sure you were like alive, or you come home for something to drink and eat.
Well, barely. Yeah. Would check on that. But
But now you can't know. It's not like that.
It doesn't exist.
And that's what I mean. Like,
tied to their
Canada, same thing. I grew up, I was a kid. I mean, the minute you got up, you couldn't wait to go outside and play. The minute you got home from school, you couldn't wait to go outside. You know what I mean? Even if it was cold.
Yep.
But that's also socializing. These kids don't know how to socialize nowadays.
No, they don't.
They're
exactly
behind.
Right. Very isolated.
They're Technotronics. Mm-hmm. Technotronics? Wasn't that a band?
Yeah, Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam.
Speaking of 90s. Pump up the jam.
That new commercial is fantastic. The scoop.
Yes, scoop. There it is. I'm like, oh my god. It's for cat litter. Scoop. Oh, there it is.
I think I'm gonna mix that in my next set.
Oh Jesus. So there is cartoon, or there is commercials that have songs that now you.
Absolutely. Come on, they use REO in commercials. That British from a friend. Any like. It's funny because you'll be watching like a Swiffer commercial and they're using some song from like the 90s and you're like, what are you doing? How did you even think to use that song?
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's great because some of these kids know songs they shouldn't otherwise know. Ugh. Like seriously, between...
Don't get me started. WAP,
I mean, Cardi B, well, WAP. No. I'm talking like 80s and 90s. Like the kids know these songs. Part of it, I think, was because of the whole Glee thing.
Yes. Oh, Glee was brilliant.
And they
brought
a lot of those songs back. Glee was brilliant, and then you have a lot of these movies that play some of that old stuff. The kids latch onto it and are like, yes, like, they should know this song. They weren't even born yet, but they gravitate towards it.
It's crazy when you go, oh, the 90s were 30 years ago. Like, you know.
Don't say that.
I know, but it's awesome. It doesn't feel like it, but it does. It was.
But anyhow, at least all of our listeners and watchers and followers have had a chance to learn a little bit about you, me, and you.
Lucky them.
Yes, lucky them. This show went in a total different direction than I could have ever. We started out with animals and then gravitated to something else. And now we
not necessarily animals, more cat-driven that point.
Cat-driven. But yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming on board today and watching us. It was great to be back in the saddle, no pun intended.
I better go get ready to close the show. You can do
but again, thank you for viewing and coming onto the show again. If there is something you want us to research and talk about and
reiterate
beat
on.
It up and spit it out, you let us know. You can always private message either one of us, but we're going to be here coming up this Thursday. Are you coming?
I'm probably not here Thursday. I'm a Tuesday girl right now.
She's a Tuesday girl.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see what happens.
Yes.
All right. So join us here coming up this Thursday. We will see you then in the Fashion Bus.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing